The goal of this demo is to demonstrate how you can send messages to IoT Hub using C# and .NET code. You'll also show how it is possible to receive message sent from IoT Hub in your C# and .NET code. Now, for this demonstration, we'll use one of the already created simulated devices. So there are four devices that are created. So let's pick the first one. Head to the Azure portal, click on Resource Groups, select your resource group for this demonstration. Click on IoT Hub. What we need is the device ID and the connection string that we'll paste in our C# code. So click here on Devices and select our device 01, or the one that you prefer. So the first thing, I'll click here on this button to copy the device ID. Now back into Visual Studio, paste the device ID right here to set the device ID variable here. Now head back to the portal, and this time copy the connection string for the same device. Back into Visual Studio, paste the connection string right here to set the connection string. So the first thing you may want to show or explain is that the project references two NuGet libraries. The first one is Microsoft.Azure.Devices.Client. And the second one is Microsoft.Azure.AMQP, which is the protocol that device client here will use to send and receive messages. Now, you can explain that by default, the demo will send 5 messages. So if you want to increase that, you can, there's no problem. First thing, we create a device client object using the connection string. And then we call the send event method using the device client object. Right here, well, we simply loop to 5 and send a message, which is the device ID, a random number for the temperature, the humidity, and the external temperature. So we serialize that object here. We create a new message object, and we use the send event async method to send the message. And then we pause for 2 seconds and loop again to send 5 messages. Now the receive command, let's go back a little bit. So after we've sent the 5 messages, we're calling the receive commands. So basically the demo will send 5 messages and then wait for some command that being sent from IoT Hub. So the receive command will basically loop while true, and it'll call receive async and check if there are any messages waiting. So basically the code is calling the backend IoT Hub to see if there are any messages available, and then retrieve the messages. It's now time to launch the project. So it's a console application. So device will send five messages. Send the first one, second one, the third one. And then it's waiting for commands from IoT Hub. Now, at this point, switch to the device, the remote monitoring solution portal, and make sure that you've selected here the same device that you use in your code, the device ID. And look here. So these are the five messages that we just sent from our C sharp code on top of the messages that the web job is sending as a simulated device. So these are our five messages because the values are a little bit higher. Now, at this point, click here on devices. We'll send a command to the device. Select your device. In my case, it's the 01. Click here on commands. Select a command, let's say ping, and send command. Switch to the console app, and there it is. Our command, our ping device, have been received here. So it's a message. The name is ping device. It has an ID, a time, and there it is. So that concludes this demo.